I'm joined by Kay's head coach Stuart McIntyre after this afternoon's 2-2 draw at Sudbury. Stuart, 2 weeks away from home, we're still in the trophy, but 2 up at half time, surely we should have settled this tie here this afternoon.
Yeah, that's how I feel. You know, I think they're not a bad side, and they knocked the ball about first half, but into a strong wind, we took the game to them and scored a couple of very good goals. And when you're 2-0 up at half time, you should really kill the game off. I said to them at half time that we needed to keep possession, and that's the one thing we didn't do. We just kept giving it away, cheap long balls, and you know, we're still in the trophy, which is the big positive.
Did we pay the price for what you may seem as negative football second half? For the first 20 minutes, we didn't really get into their half at all. We looked content to sit back and hold what we have.
It wasn't set up to be negative football. You know, we got two wingers in Maz and Glenn Boosie, and the intention was that we get at them. But the most important thing, if you're going to be an attacking side, is you have the ball. If you don't have the ball, you've got to defend. We were a victim of our own mistakes. It was the thing that we majored on at half time. Don't start hitting 40 and 50 yard passes. They're not going to come off. And I was right from that point of view. And I've told the players that they need to take on board that when you're 2-0 up, you kill the game. You keep possession. You don't need to score again. But it's a young side, and there's a little bit of inexperience, and we'll have to teach them. Sometimes things like that are the things you learn from. You know, if it goes well and you win 3-0, they come away and they could think they're superstars. We're not at that point yet. I say it every week, there's a lot of work ahead. We're fortunate now, we've got a training facility that will allow us to get things moving. But I think the players are given everything they've got, but the fitness in some cases isn't quite right, and maybe we put so much into the first half that we just ran out of steam. So Monday can't come quick enough for me, to be honest.
We played 3-5-2 today. We won back-to-back FA trophies playing that formation. Is that something you're going to persevere with?
I'm definitely going to persevere with 3-5-2 at the moment. I think it's something that suits our personnel. And we played some decent football over the last two or three games playing 3-5-2. So I think it's something that works for us. It does take a bit of getting used to, because players have got to be very disciplined, and we'll see the fruits of it if we're prepared to work hard enough at it. I think it's like the question, can Maz and Martin play in the same team? If they work hard enough, yes. First half today, we all worked hard enough. Second half, maybe there wasn't enough left in the tank. And that's why we end up with a replay.
How did you rate the referee's performance today?
I've got to be very careful, because I've got an FA charge hanging over me from the Dover game. I thought their number 8 should have been sent off. I think it's a harsh penalty when a guy shoots from 10 yards away and smacks into your arm. He said Tommy's hands were above his head. I thought the ball was about a foot off the ground, so I don't know, but I've seen worse.
At 2-0, you took Tony Reid off and Julian Sills came on. Was that a case of playing for the draw and have another go on Monday?
It wasn't really. It was making sure we didn't get beat. That was the most important thing. Tony had an injury when he got crudely tackled early in the game. He played on as much as he could, but I saw signs of Tony needing to come off. So we pushed Maz up and asked Maz to stretch them, stay wide. I made the gap between the two front guys a bit wider than you would ideally have, but it was to isolate their fullback so that he couldn't come on, because he was starting to come on and hurt us. We were forced into a change. We were forced into a change when Tommy got injured. It's never easy coming on at the back in any game. You know, people have got the tempo up, they're going at you, and your feet are not quite working as quick. So you don't like to make changes there, but we were forced to, and we got through it. We got away with it.
Tony Reid, you mentioned that he looked like he was really struggling when he came off the pitch at the end of the game. Are we going to struggle now, given that James Rose was released last week?
I need to check the situation in terms of this game, because it's one thing I don't really know. I'm in discussions with two strikers at the moment. 7-day approach is going in on one, and I'm advanced in discussions with another that I possibly can get signed before the game on Monday, if we're permitted to. So if Tony is unavailable, it's only a bruised chin he's got, and it's nothing. I don't think it's anything major, but I will hopefully have an addition. On the James Rose situation, James told the directors of the football club and then me that he couldn't play for this football club, that he sees himself as someone who should be starting in the starting 11 at this level, and the fact that I dropped him to the bench was something that he felt made the working relationship between James and myself something that couldn't continue. I asked him to consider staying at the football club, but he said he'd made his mind up, he needed a fresh challenge, and that's the end of it.
You're obviously disappointed to see him go. You described him back in August as the key to our season. Who's the key to our season now? He's gone.
The key to our season will be the new signing. In terms of a forward, we need competition in that area. Back in August, I felt that we had the right personnel for the job in hand. I was proved to be wrong on that one, because two or three people just didn't come through with what I had expected from them. But I think I've corrected that with people I've released and players that we've signed. And the next stage of improving the squad will be the addition of a further forward. And I think when he comes, that people will be happy with who we sign.
Speaking of strikers, Danny Morris got two goals today. The second was brilliantly worked. He came good today for us.